This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There have now been 10 human infections of bird flu identified in Colorado. Dr. Maggie Baldwin is the state veterinarian. She says, while the avian flu is concerning, it is not a crisis. Colorado's response to the virus in poultry and dairy cows has been swift, but there are challenges.
This is, a novel event that we're dealing with. And so the risk and the science is changing as we're going. And I've told my team this is an analogy where we're building the plane as we're flying it. But I'm happy to say that we're still flying.
Baldwin says the risk to the general population remains low. The U.S. House of Representatives is getting an early start to the August recess after Republican leaders canceled votes next week to the chagrin of Colorado members. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The decision to send House members home early came as Republicans struggled to pass 12 individual funding bills, something many Republicans promised to do. GOP Representative Greg Lopez says he's disappointed, while Republican Lauren Boebert says she doesn't like it. Republican Doug Lamborn acknowledged the difficulty House leaders had in finding agreement.
And there are some people who are letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. But there's no such thing as a perfect bill.
The House won't be back until September 9th, when Congress will have 3 weeks to avoid a government shutdown. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Smoke from wildfires on the West Coast is still blowing into Colorado. Health authorities have issued an air quality alert for the Front Range through tomorrow morning. Smoke should decrease across the state Friday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.